thing on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
right, starting the show off today, we have classic Wishbone Ash, the expanded edition of Argus. Originally came out in 1972. Welcome to the show, everybody. DJ Ian here on the House of Prog and on Transit and on CJSF Radio. Yes, I got my words all mixed up. Welcome and a big hello to DJ Billy out there in Twitch world, twitch.tv. We are live all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. And we do this every Friday, 12 till 2. That's Pacific. 8 till 10 UK. And we go out locally here around Vancouver on CJSF 90.1. So if you're listening on Tuesday night at 10, welcome. Welcome. I'm not live on Tuesday nights, but I try to be as live as possible without being live, if that makes any sense at all. Why should it? DJ Billy just reminded me that he sent me the link for Massimo's new single. So we're going to be playing that in a bit. But we started the show with some classic Wishbone Ash, a band that I grew up with, really. And they're still going. They're still around. And in two forms, there's two. There's the original bass player's version of Wishbone Ash, and then there's Andy Powell's version of Wishbone Ash, who was the original guitar player. And so there's still, I tend to favour the, either of them. I mean, why not? I mean, Andy Powell's a great singer. He sang a lot of songs originally back in the day and definitely did a lot of backing vocals. So we've got a great show lined up today. Music's all over the place, as usual. We've got some Goblin, Tony Williams, The Verve, Cameron de la Isla, Genesis. Now, last week we played a Genesis track that I thought was Steve Hackett introducing the song, but it wasn't. But this time we're going to actually play that song that Steve Hackett does introduce. Some Go Go Penguin, Local Guys, Rat Silo, some Rainbow, and then a trio of female performers, Tori Amos, Virginia Astley, and Toya, to wrap up the show. Hopefully we'll get it in under 2 hours and go from there. So welcome to everybody, and we're going to start off with a cover tune. Well, not really a cover. It is a Thin Lizzy tune from the Fighting album. And it is done by a band called 21 Guns. Now, I've had this CD for years and for some reason never got around to listening to it, or maybe listened to it once or twice. But tastes change over the years. And 21 Guns is actually Scott Gorham's band. And Scott Gorham was the actual original guitarist on this song. It's called King's Vengeance. And he's right here on Transatlantic Express, right here on the House of Prog, and also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. Yeah. bought this CD just as a fluke. I didn't know who Concrete Blonde were. I'm mighty impressed with the guitar work on it and the singing. And she plays bass as well. But just I forgot her name now. So anyway, I love that album. It is Concrete Blonde's Bloodletting from 1990. And a track called Caroline. I did have a girlfriend called Caroline at the time, and it reminded me of her to some degree. And anyway, welcome everybody to DJ Ian. That's me. I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We are live on the House of Prog, and we're rocking out with some tunes today. We had Concrete Blonde, and we had brand new one from Massimo Piretti. He's all the way from Italy, and a good friend of Massimo's, and DJ Billy played bass on that one. So it's called Creatures of the Night. It just got released on February the 12th, which I think was Monday officially, so it's brand new for 2024. And we also featured Laura on vocals on that one, and you won't remember this, but I chatted with Laura some months ago from her place in Italy, and it turned out that she reminded me of my ex-girlfriend, and who grew up in Italy. I spent many years in Italy, and turns out they were not too far from each other. So I thought it was like something about the area that produces that kind of personality. I don't know. I made the connection in my head. This doesn't really exist in the real world. And then 21 Guns from 2000 in an album called Nothing's Real. Which is not grammatically correct, but it's okay. And a classic Thin Lizzy tune, King's Vengeance. It's actually a good sound. Scott Gorham on guitar on that particular, that whole album, actually. It's his project before he started Black Star Riders, joined forces with Black Star Riders, I should say. Anyway, keeping in a Thin Lizzy kind of theme, we have some solo Eric Bell coming up from his album Exile. But first, here's a track from John Tams. Now, you may be asking, who the hell is John Tams? And you'd be right to ask that. John Tams was an actor, or is an actor, in the TV show with Sean Bean called... What was it called? And what is the theme tune to... What was it? What was the show? Who knows? Anybody out there who's a fan of Sean Bean, of Lord of the Rings fame, and he was on and Snowpiercer, he was on that, and we're still waiting for season 4 of that. Anyway, this is the John Tams. Now, originally, this song, I believe, came out in its original form in 1720-something, but John did a kind of more of an updated version, obviously, and it's only 4 chords, and I've done my kind of version of it this week, so I'm going to play around with it. It's a very simple song, but it's a lovely kind of old English kind of vibe, and of course it is from the TV show. What is the TV show? I'm not going to say, because you should know. It's a classic British TV show.
Here's 40 shillings on the drum for those who volunteer to come to list and fight. Oh, salvation.